Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we're looking at the school of the Spirit. The school of the Spirit. So we're going to take a few things from where we stopped on Sunday. Hallelujah. So on Sunday, I'll show you some things about being filled with the Holy Ghost. Right? Being filled with the Holy Ghost. Ephesians chapter 5. Let's see something. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Ephesians 5:19. I'll start from verse 18. It says, and be not drunk with wine, where is excess. It's about being filled. That's how the Greek put it. Being filled with the Holy Ghost. So, it's like I said. Okay, the way the Greek put it, so being filled with the Holy Ghost is not a one-time experience. It's a continual experience. It's about being filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. You know, it's an instruction. So we have an instruction to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You see that? We have an instruction to be filled with the Holy Ghost. So I said, that word filled, or that's where you have the word to be full of. You see that? To be filled is the same thing with to be full of. The same thing with when you say baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. 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 To be filled. And the being filled with the Holy Ghost, when that tense is used, now, what do I say? It's a third party. The third party report that used the word he was filled. You see that? That means when you're being filled, it involves an activity. Hallelujah. To be filled involves an activity. Hallelujah. I'm going to get into some things I thought to share with us around the school of the Spirit, around the things of the Spirit, just this evening. Just very short. And it's more like an activity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it says, be filled is an instruction. And like I said, that is something we'll be seeing. It's an activity that can be seen. Hallelujah. And I told you, there are activities of a man that is full of the Holy Ghost. You can see someone angry and say, full of the Holy Ghost. Anger is not being full of the Holy Ghost. There's nothing like holy anger. How about you? Glory to God. Amen. Okay, so I said it involves a third party. Right? So that means activities are seen. And I told you that you can't say someone is holy anger. I heard that around some people. You know, some people call themselves prophet. They'll say, this is holy anger. There's nothing like holy anger. It's nowhere in the scriptures because anger is a work in the flesh. You see that? Anger is a work in the flesh. So, you can't have a walk in the flesh. Paul has already told you that in Galatians chapter 5, for example, Galatians 5 verse 9, verses 17, it says, for the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to another. So that ye cannot do the things that ye will. Did you see that? So, he said, he has shown you that there's already a contrast between these two. Can you hear me? There's a contrast between these two. So you don't have holy anger. Hope you're following me. There's nothing like that. Say, no, it's just being angry, holy. No. Glory to God. So, what are the activities you find around to see that one is full of the Holy Ghost? Is that? What activities would you see? I told us on Sunday, I said, the first activity you have from a man full of the Holy Ghost, look at what Paul said. He says in verses 19 of where we are reading, Ephesians 5, verse 19. Watch this. He says, speaking to yourselves. Did you see that? Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. I'm going to come to how songs impact the things of impact or a very impactful encounter with the Holy Spirit. I'll get to that today. I'll try my best to get to it. But if I cannot, we'll see that on Sunday. Amen. It says, speaking to yourself. So that means, listen, it says with psalms and in hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. So that means an activity I will find, that one will find, right? And say, this one is filled with the Holy Ghost, if it will come out in my offering. Listen that? So my offering will be full of songs. Listen that? Songs. Watch it. Songs. Speaking about praises to the Lord. Songs in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Songs. Many times, you go back in songs in tongues. You just sit in it, you find that melody. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, you used to do it before, but you don't know that do it. It's not a sign of growth, it's a sign of backsliding. Okay, enemy. Yeah, I used to just flow singing in tongues. Dalaba shandalaba pende. Ikanama sandalaba shandalaba diede. Man, some skill. They're not even concerned about what is the English version of it. No, I just sing it in tongues. Hallelujah. Amen. It's a sign of your food. But now you just, you go and douse it. So you go and douse it. Rather than spending time. You see, man is a singing spirit. Hallelujah. Man is a singing spirit. Never forget that. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, Larry. Man is a singing spirit. Songs is not for those who are called, they call them in Israel or someone says in the scripture. I'm coming to view that. Amen. It's for song artists, gospel artists. No. Man. Look at the man full of the Holy Ghost. The man born again is a singing spirit. Man is a singing spirit. So that's why if I find someone who's not born again having melody of thoughts. Amen. Man is a singing spirit. Okay, so many times, listen, many times, there is this eager to sing songs. It just, you find that hunger. You just want to sing songs, right? But what people do is that they now douse it by listening to Spotify. I'm not saying Spotify is wrong. Amen. I listen to Christian songs. Oh, some people pick up Spotify and they are listening to whiskey. They go, oh, I'm just lacking. I'm just lacking. You're with that? I'm just lacking. You're dancing. You are substituting gold for brass. There's no need to. Hallelujah. You are full of, how would I know you're full of the Holy Ghost? Salama shamna mati. Shiramanto santo pratekinaga. Amen. Amen. Someone came to my office. He used to work with me, but he's resigned. But you know, when he came, when he was working with me, he said it to them. He said, you can't do this, man. Smart. When we're working in the Navy, you just come to the office and you ba ba sha ba 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 ba. Sometimes we'll just be singing in tongues. And I told myself immediately, if I'm not still doing the same thing, I'm backslidden. Because not I have it before. Amen. You remember? Up to this morning, I woke up and I get something on my face. That was to be yesterday from Papa Shem. And then, how would I pray God through? I guess it was a part of that. I'm thinking I saw it in the vision, but I'm not sure. But I woke up with it in my heart. Okay, no, it was a song. I shared that song too with us. Right? I shared that song with us. Is it with the whole church or just with it? Says Babylon, right? Yeah. Okay, Walker. Yeah. I sang that, stupid thing on my bed. I sang that song till I slept. I woke up in the morning. Part of what I was praying about this morning, my church prayer, was to pray about the giver. We have three, we are praying for three things at the same time in the prayer. We are praying for four. That was the fourth. Because when I woke up with it in my heart, that my walk in the ministry will not be in the past. That my involvement with the things of the Spirit will not say, I used to. What are you doing now? So many times, people think, you know, in the world, you can brag about historical without doing anything now. But in the things of the spirit, when you brag about historical, always remember that if you're not doing it now, you don't have it. If you're not doing it now, if you're not involved, you don't have it. So your historical doesn't do anything anymore. Your historical should be a testimony for what you're doing now. And what you're doing now will be a testimony for tomorrow because you keep doing the same thing. I used to sing in tongues before, but now, you know, but now we are not missing. You're not missing. Nobody can find you in the work of ministry. No. Hallelujah. This is a small detail that we said we used to do before. Amen. But there are simple details. Just simple details of you can sing in tongues even while you are doing your daily job. Hallelujah. You must learn how to scale up the atmosphere around you. And you know, some people need something, listen, some people need something to have on so that they can get into the things of the spirit. No. No. You can get into it with some. Amen. Can get into it, you know, most of us don't know. Hallelujah. We'll get into the things of the spirit with songs. The things of the spirit, the moves of the spirit with songs. Now, not the melody, but the wording. Hallelujah. There are songs in tongues. Hope you're following me. Don't want to ask me, what about knowing what you are saying in tongues? I said, no. First of all, deal with honor. What, first of all, speak in tongues there. We begin to get that one is another thing you get to. Amen. But sing in tongues. Sing in tongues. Hallelujah. Amen. Do not be concerned about the letter. Sing in tongues. Stay up the casual atmosphere. See, then you know you are born again. You are born of God. I'm saying this to myself also. Let's own our atmosphere. Own your atmosphere. No idea, own your atmosphere. Be in control of your atmosphere. Somebody is angry. You not pass me to you, and you are not angry because somebody got so angry that is angry with something that you don't know. And you are not carrying, you are inheriting anger. You are inheriting the person's mood, the person's atmosphere. No, I own my atmosphere. I own my atmosphere. This is the atmosphere of the supernatural. Hallelujah, I'm not letting it go. What are you hearing? I am owning my atmosphere. Hope you're hearing me. I'm owning my atmosphere. No. Learn to own your atmosphere. Hope you're hearing me. Amen. Know that you are in the office, one boss is doing something. Maybe the boss is coming from his or her home, and somebody has angered him or her. He now brought into the office, and now passed the atmosphere to everybody. Everybody is now moody. The workplace is now looking like hellfire. Amen. And you are not even, you are not transferring it to other people. Ah! Glory to God. But no, I own my atmosphere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, you're not doing it for somebody to know that you are full of the Holy Ghost. No, but you are just doing it. When I was in Envy, let me use that. How did you remember to see me? That's how I start off my day. Just go. I will hold my table like this. I'll sit and hold my table and I'll speak in tongues. Then when I'm filling my forms, I used to carry files to fill for. When I'm filling my forms, I'm singing in tongues. Hallelujah. Hope you're hearing me. Learn to own your atmosphere. It is true. That's one fast way to change your atmosphere. Fast way to change. Amen.
Amen. Just sing it on us. Sing it on us. Glory to God. Glory to God. Stir up your atmosphere. Please stir up your atmosphere. There was a time like that, I guess that should be third. That should be 2 Kings chapter 5. 2 Kings chapter 3. So let me quickly get there to see. 2 Kings 3. It is. Verses 15. Okay. Now they asked Elisha to prophesy. Right? Look at what Elisha did in verse 15. He said, "But now bring me a minstrel." And it came to pass, when the minstrel played, that the hand of the Lord came upon him. Did you see that? The minstrel played. That's the role of music. Amen. It's not the half or the whatever, like, you know, the money. And, you know, history shows that one of the songs that Israel will play often is this song, "Praise the Lord, for this mercy is with us forever." That's all they play. As simple as, you know, I don't know the truth, but you know, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy is with us forever." That's the song. Hallelujah. That's not the song they play. Because that was an instruction God gave to them. His mercy is with us forever. Hallelujah. If you read the Psalms of David, if you read the book of Psalms, you find there, "Praise the Lord for his mercy." That was Psalms 109. "For his mercy is endures forever." That was what, how they praise the Lord. His mercy is endures forever. Now the minister played, and he said the hand of the Lord was upon him. So the hand of the Lord was upon him. Was it that Elisha was now full of the Holy Ghost? Did you see that? Hallelujah. So that means he tightened up the atmosphere around him. True songs. That's how vital songs are. And it goes a long way to tell you your song. I will say it like my friend used to say, Jeremiah. He never liked reggae. I'm telling you. Some of you, how many of you know that I like reggae? Only old people that will know. I like reggae. Reggae music. I like it. But Jeremiah doesn't like reggae at all. He was the odd one between me and my friends. Me, Tunde, and Jeremiah. He's the only one that doesn't like reggae. But me and Tunde, we like reggae. So, after a while, we told him we baptized him. So he was trying to learn to seek pattern. How do you think I don't like seek pattern? You don't know I seek pattern? You don't know what's pattern? I speak Jamaican English very well. So, we would say, we're going to get... Then I don't watch Nollywood. It's recently. It's money that brought made me like Nollywood. What I watch is Jamaican movie. Seriously. Jamaican movie. I don't understand what the man is saying. This man, Matthew, tell me, say, you know, I just asked for fire and I said, "Help us in the room." That is not. So, none of you who are around on my bed there, I heard what my mom said. I was, that my mom usually would tell me that God has saved me, but that's what I enjoy. So, I don't have to say, if they ask me what are the language I can speak, I feel like I can speak English, I can speak Patwa, then maybe small people. Then, how are the small people? I value pattern more than it is. That's not the truth. So, well, that was influence. That was bad influence. But let's get down to it. So, Jeremiah will say something. He will say things like, "This is not the songs you are singing. It," he will say like, he said, "it brings dark atmosphere to you. Is it as rubbish as we try to preach that to you?" Yeah, as rubbish I'll try to place it, see, it has some atom of truth. And I'm telling you, Jeremiah one day gathered small children and said, "If you this Bible stuff, he has sent it to us." Right? So we're like, "Okay, get out, girl." So he gathered small children. I was telling them, if you say the wrong word, right, it brings bad spirits. And then you say, if you sing wrong song, it brings bad spirits. I chased him out of my house like,
I guess Marshall. I said, come on, get out of here.
Well, you're not even talking to him like he's approaching you.
No, that's the kind of rubbish I say. But looking back, he wasn't really that wrong. Because if songs would stir up a supernatural atmosphere around, right? It therefore means, right? It therefore means, as a believer, I should also mind the kind of songs I sing. It's not like it brings dark atmosphere to you, know, but it kind of takes you a bit apart from the reality of the supernatural that you are or that you have.
Amen. Amen. Imagine a believer singing "Wind your waist, wind your waist, wind your waist, wind your waist, wind your waist." Ha ha! That's it. Some people are going to read it. Come up by it. That's not wind your waist. How to do this? They are going to. They are feeling nothing.
You know that? You know that? So that means the song that I sing is important.
Hallelujah. Paul was saying, speaking to yourself, singing to yourself, sing to them in psalms and hymns. You see? That means it's a means to know I'm full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 20 to 22, they were going to have a war. Some nations have come together to fight against the nation of Israel,
and they met the prophet, and the prophet said they should put singers in front. They were going to fight the war.
Hallelujah. If they put singers in front, and they just kept singing. First of all, for his mercies and God's forever, they were going on a battle. Logically, it's the battleman that should be in front. The singers usually be at the back. Why do you have the singers at the back? The singers are usually the last line. So when the battle is won, we've won. So the singers will now start playing for the victory, right? But they went into the battle with the singers in front without any weapon. And the singers were singing. Praise the Lord. For instance, they carried their atmosphere into the battle. Listen to that. And when they got into the battlefield, all their enemies were dead. All of them, they told them, because when they heard them sing their song, there was, the Bible said, there was great indignation, and their enemies turned against themselves, and they killed themselves, all them, and they came into the battle for everyone. Hallelujah. How about that? You own your atmosphere. Hallelujah. You own it. You own it. You own it.
Hallelujah. That's why I wanted you guys to learn and sing that song for. That, as you are coming here, you are seeing how that song impacted your atmosphere. It's Yahweh's heart. With that conscience, this is Yahweh's heart.
Hallelujah. The wrong words, the wrong things, the environment that is outside cannot come here. This is Yahweh's heart. His glory cloud is here. There are heavenly happenings, supernatural atmosphere.
Hallelujah. Around me. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. You own it. You speak it on, you sing it on.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Something else you see.
Hallelujah. So that means when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, there's something to see.
Hallelujah.
There's something to see. Songs. What else can you see? Who is it? Oh, it's filled of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Your words. Let's see that. Your words. Hallelujah. It says speaking, singing to yourself. I'm trying to get my speakers back here. Hallelujah. That is my utterance is important. It says speaking to yourself. That's the word speaking.
Words. That is full of the Holy Ghost. Your words. What's in your words? Hallelujah. I listened to a drunk man before, just drunk and standing. Oh, he's drunk and standing. He's seeing nothing. He's seeing everything normal. Is he drunk? Amen. Amen. to have a neighbor like that, Baba Tiki,
of blessed memory.
Either one will get drunk, Baba Tiki. He will get drunk well.
The other one will bring him home in a wheelbarrow. Amen.
But how do we know Baba BJ is usually drunk? What is it? Amen. Amen.
Your father, he staggers, but he can't be singing.
Same thing, same stupid things. Amen. Go to God.
Same stupid things.
That is, he's drunk because he could see. How do you say he's drunk? He's full of wine. What he's saying.
Imagine what he said. It's my father that owned the whole Nigeria.
You know, you are mental, right?
The last day, the last time I bought River Niger.
Ha ha ha! What did you take?
Do you get?
What did you take?
You bought River Niger. Do you get? Say, Mungo Park is my elder brother. And we went together, we were out. You see? Why? There's something wrong with his brain.
I used to have a family friend like that. How I know that he's going to take colos.
Okay.
Senior uncle. Senior. But distant uncle, let me put it like that. Why I know he has going to take colos is what he says after. The day I know that this guy is gone. Well, he sat me down though. And he know that my cousins that were around, distant cousins, they were already inside the room laughing. Sat me down. So then I thought he was for a serious talk. I sat me down. I was in school. I sat down humbly because I didn't know he was that level. Well, like, he said, you don't know me, oh. You don't know me. Actually, he finished school as with first class. First class student. He has done his PhD, he has worked in secret, all this, SS, secret service. Served a long time in Congo, but he takes the normal colors. You know what he calls? The Greek word for it gets high. So he's standing there, we're not talking, we're saying some things about PhD, blah, blah, blah. I didn't even know. But he now said, do you know why they name Africa? I was like, no. Let me tell you why the white men saw blacks and called them Africa. I said, why? He said, because when they spoke to them, they saw that they are African guy. African guy in Igbo means they are archaic. Very archaic people. So you just said, let's call them Africa. How was that? Write it down. When I enter the wall, there's another boss. I said, what's happening? You didn't get that one now. Come with this. Go and write it down. He said, he's high. They're speaking with you. I said, oh. They asked me to watch me. The next day, when it was normal, I asked him, hey, uncle. He said, Africa. Oh, it's called Africa because the African guy. He said, did I say that? I said, yes. He said, no, you never say that. You can never say that. He said, he's too educated to say that. But he told me. Because he was high. Who are you doing? That is to come from words. Amen. So, imagine, you're not full of the Holy Ghost. Your words will be full of His word. Amen. You put God's word on your lips. Who are you doing? You put God's word on your lips. A dear man of God said he was cool. He had few days to live. That the sickness he had gotten was chronic. He said, I will be fine. They had, this is not about this. This is, I'm telling you, no, I'll be fine. I'll come back in next 2 weeks. I mean, 2 months time. I'll be fine. That's just it. Hallelujah. People got one on the lips. Hallelujah. People got one on the lips. Greater is he that is in need than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. This one of the treasure in the world, which I want to live in. This is of God. Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Be full of God's word. You see, I also shared something with pastors. Something that Pastor Ayeni shared. A pastor, I shared it from Pastor Shebu's work. From a pastor, Pastor Ayeni, he said something. He said, sometimes you don't know the true test of prosperity. Think, I know God's word. Until you have money. Once you have money, you know the true test of prosperity. And some people get to that point and they fail the test. I'm not getting the faith. Well, I'm not going to bore you with a number. I'm not going to tell you this. I'm going to pick up something that's very fine. As simple as putting God's word on your lips. Someone thought you feel a slight pain in your body. Before you started earning 150,000, 100,000, 80,000, when you were moving from borough post to borough post, collecting from quick cash, S cash, Y cash, Z cash, 2015 to solve. There was no hope of tomorrow. When you have that kind of shopping, but there's no money to buy drugs. Go in the name of Jesus. But now there's money, you go and buy Amaten subject. Straight! You are not saying out again. You are not putting the word to work. Say, why would I stress that? When there's Amaten subject. You think there's no money? But see, that's life. I have to say, when last did you lay hands on common headache? You don't have to put your faith to work on those things. There's money to solve it. Backslider. Let me go. Amen. Amen. I'm saying that is very forever. You put God's word on your lips. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you're going for the job interview, you don't know anybody. You are praying, I call it forth. But now, because you are not a serious hire, when you know somebody will say the job to you, just say, Baba, I don't know the show. I'm going to get the job. You see, you're no longer depending on the supernatural again. Amen. But you are putting God on your lips. Amen. Put God on your lips. I'll get it. In the name of Jesus, I get it. I can't deal with the apostles. Remember how I got my job? Somebody had someone, but on that day I went for my interview. In fact, I was with my wife, Sophia. We drove from Ikorodu to the island because she had an interview. So she went for an interview. I was with Sophia. As soon as she came in, I carried them to my interview, and I was stretching it and getting this job in the name of Jesus. It was outside. With the power of God. You will see and you will like it. You will see and you will turn your heart against me. I got in there. I didn't even know. It was later when I got the job. I don't think I've said this to anybody before. That all of them said the reason why they picked me was because I was planting my car. I didn't even know I was planting my car. The car keys that the only thing I was saying, it was just the car keys that I was showing. Just car keys. And you just saw this guy is a big guy. That was God! And nothing else! I didn't have no money anymore. Now, it's just like the guy was not showing off my car key. And I didn't even know I was showing off my car key. I just knew that I had my car key with the remote that wasn't working for the car. The remote wasn't working for the car. Because recently I just had to remove for the car, and again he came with a remote that wasn't working. And I was just carrying it. And I just said, there's a big guy. When we have the car key, I'm getting for the car. Did you? And you know that can be. In fact, that was supernatural because I didn't even know. It was supernatural. Amen. You see, many times, it's because, when it comes to the things of the Spirit, the things of the Spirit, I told you, the supernatural and the natural have a handshake. Right? They have a handshake. It's within the same place. Right? Right? But it can be distinguished. Now, the things of the Spirit can come in, or instructions on the Spirit can come in very, very, can come in a natural way. But it is supernatural, it is divine.
But because you are,
now you know I don't have a lot, so you can understand how I'm going.
But because you are a man full of the Holy Ghost, now the thing, you don't know though, this is it. Sometimes you are being led to do things that even you don't even know the most of it. I could have asked where I parked my car and given my key to them to hold. I do that a whole lot even at that point. I tell people, I just okay, hold my key, let me go quickly go upstairs. Right? I'm like, how about that? But no, I carry the key upstairs. How about that? Little. Just little as. They just that sticker, just wear this clothes, and you feel this clothes doesn't match it. But just wear it. You see, one way to flow the things of the Spirit easily is obedience. Always wear that cap. Obedience to the instruction of the Spirit. And instruction of the Spirit can just be an instruction from your pastor, an instruction in your spirit. Now, it may that you might not make sense in the natural, but because you are around the atmosphere of the Spirit, hallelujah, it can just be don't step out. Like, on Sunday, you know, I think that I got screwed. Someone was dragging with the Spirit of God that was telling him or her to kneel down. Why is something was going on? Is it? No, there was something strong. And I don't think something that's so strong. I said, it was something that's not willing to kneel down. It is that simple. To just kneel. Hallelujah. At that point. Now, you know, at that point, it was not like we're having the Holy Ghost that we're doing the same thing. Right? But it was a point whereby hands were being laid and some, I feel that, and not because of that thing, just in comments. I was thinking about it. No. You shouldn't think about it. You just have to know. And as well, I said it about three to four people know that immediately because it was in your heart. Hallelujah. So all you have to do is obey. And that atmosphere, in that atmosphere, you must be, is it, you must be very sensitive. And one way you know you are, you can pick those signals is because you stand up the atmosphere around you. Amen. You stand up songs. Hallelujah. Words. Very vital. Hallelujah. Songs, words. I thought that was one. I'm going to get there, but I don't think, okay. Okay, let me quickly mention it. This is just 747. Amen. Another one is 2 Thessalonians 5. I mean 1 Thessalonians 5. Sorry, I say 2 Thessalonians 5. I'm coming to rejoicing. It says, verses 18, it says, in everything give thanks. Hallelujah. Be full of thanksgiving. Be full of thanksgiving. Like I said, the opposite of thanksgiving is murmuring, complaining. No. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Now, yes. A man that, this is from my observation, my few days as a believer. A man who sings in the Spirit. Yes. A man who sings in the Spirit is always full of thanksgiving. Is my observation over here. Because the singing in the Spirit is many times often, more often than not, thanking God in the Spirit. Amen. Don't be full of thanksgiving. See, there are memories everywhere. You see, sometimes then, we take memory. See, memory sometimes can come in a very genuine way. You could even want to justify why you say the things you say in memory. But you know what? Eh? It is still not telling the supernatural atmosphere around. Amen. Amen. You know, murmuring. Don't expect murmuring in your age to be murmuring in the age of Sophia. It's not true. Murmuring in our age can be grumbling. Maybe some people hear too. But murmuring can also grow. Murmuring grows with the age. Like me now, who do I want to murmur with or murmur against in my house? I'm the father of the house. So what, who do I want to murmur against? So you think about grown murmur, look. Amen. No. That's not as growing murmur. Amen. I can still murmur. Amen. How?
I told you not to disturb me. Can't you lose your money?
You are hungry. Amen. You know, there's an age you get to hear.
That is childish moment. There is what they call adult moment. You can also go and go. Apostle, there is no moment, you know. I don't stop playing my time. And you know, I don't want to say something. And you have to tell that I don't like. I don't like it. Sister, I was just kidding yesterday. Because she's not a boss, she's not telling me anything. She's still not my thoughts. And even pastor is even supporting her to tell me this. She's still not my own baby. She just came yesterday. I don't think you are genuinely saying you have to hear it. Momo! God is graduating every morning. Amen! Amen! Hello, Momo! But why are you doing that? Momo is a sign of an offense in your heart. It's a sign of an offense. And you don't offense it in the flesh. When a man is in offense, watch it. You switch to the flesh. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You switch to the flesh. Hope you're following me, everybody. I'm thinking, how can people have find labels listening to this message that they get prepared for convention? These are teachings that will lead us to convention. Hallelujah. Amen. Because as you get prepared for conversion, you must be full of the Holy Ghost. You must be filled. So these are things that must not be found. Offense. So what should you do? Be full of thanksgiving. That's how I always tell you. I always say this. There is something to thank God about. There is something to thank God about. Not, see, stop. This is not the kind of scope I've heard people say. You know what I'm saying? You say, thank God. You say, Lord, even if my mouth, even if my body is full of mouth, it's not enough to thank Him. Thank Him! That is not thanksgiving. Thank Him! Have you not heard people say that? I've heard people say that a lot. You've done 10,000 wrong. I cannot say it. Oh, God, say it. Amen. I said my friend, you've not said anything. I'm not coming against any song book. What is the narrative you need to take? Take my time. What is the thanksgiving? You've not said it. Even if my mouth, my body, I'm not like that. I might not know that. Even if my body is full of mouth, it's not enough to say thank you. It's not enough to say what you've done. That is scope. That is what scope. Even if my mouth, what is all that? Now make you guy your mouth. Make all your body full of mouth. You need to say that to your mouth. Say it! Be full of thankfulness. Because that is a lie that we are telling ourselves. And then the end of our thanking is copying in. I said, now Lord, here's my petition. You were going somewhere. So you want to quickly rush the thanksgiving part. I said, Lord, now my beast is in front of you. Amen. Not to build up. He said, Lord, you know you have been good to me. Even if all my body is full of mouth, it's not enough to thank you. Lord, I've seen all you've done. Thank you, Lord. Amen, Lord. My bills. my PhD. Lord, my little stress in my life. Can you see? That's where you were going. Amen. But thank you, man. There's something to thank God about. Look back. The thanksgiving is all about hindsight. Hindsight. Hallelujah. I've heard someone one day say, no, sleeping and waking up is not a miracle. If you're waking up, it's supposed to be normal. If somebody dies, then you're not be shot. Oh God, let me slap you. You slept and you woke up. It's a miracle. Because you have another day to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Over heavenly. Thank Him. Thank you, man, for the air. Thank you for the air. Hallelujah. Thank you for the opportunity to preach the word. That also can be scope. Look for something He has done to you, to your family. Healing. Pick it. Amen. Pick the healing. Pick the deliverance. Take your mind, constantly take your mind away from the hurt, right? The pain, take your mind away. Focus on the healing. Focus on the things he has done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You think because you are now a big man, you cannot afford flight. You just took off from Lagos and you landed in Jigawa. Ooh, ha, what a flight. What a flight. You don't know if I got this. Oh, you don't think you should thank God for the flight? Why are we those who died in society? So scripture. An opportunity in this life. No. Be grateful. Be full of thanksgiving. Amen. A man who is full of the Holy Ghost is full of thanksgiving. He's full of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Don't stay on the heart. Don't stay on the ground. Will it be hot? There will always be hot. Will it be going down? Always be garbage. Hallelujah. But you know, I stay on God's word. I stay good. Hallelujah. Amen. Give thanks. Be always gracious. Be always grateful to the Lord. You have nothing to thank Him for. Thank Him that you are a believer. Thank Him for what Jesus has done. Thank Him for the cross. Thank Him, hallelujah, for what He's doing in the earth. Thank Him for the nation that I get to see. Thank Him for the Islamic nation that I get to the world. Thank Him for the nation of the world. Thank Him. Thank Him. Many times people choose to put their heart on the issues in the world. No, put your heart on what God is doing in the world. And say, Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm full of... So you are full of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Full of thanksgiving. Say, being filled. So, being filled is not until you begin to rejoice. Rejoicing is part of it to show you are filled also, right? But, some people do. Hallelujah. You can stir up those atmospheres around. Stir up. Never get too bigger than them. I'll get to rejoicing on Sunday. Amen. Many times you get too big for simple activities and we feel this at all. You know, I know you know me. I know you. Thank you. No! Hallelujah! You know how you used to go on your knees? And then you sing in tongues and then you cry. And then you thank Him and worship Him. Not bringing problems, though. You thank Him and worship Him. When last did you do it? Oh, you only thank Him when there is a project. Oh yeah. Wisdom just got a 10 billion naira for you. Oh, Father, thank you. I don't saw your tongues. Oh, 50 million projects. In fact, nowadays, what? That's what the man called open heaven to. Open heaven to now. It's not project. God has opened his heaven for me. The project. No. Open heaven. I guess I'm going to talk about this for Sunday. When Bible talks about open heaven, he's talking about the supernatural. It's the supernatural. No one will not need to come back. When they open heavens. Open heavens. Is the supernatural. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. When a believer prays for open heaven, he's not praying for contract. No. Hallelujah. It's supernatural. Hallelujah. And come convention, we'll have our open heaven. Yes. In this place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm not taking the team of convention. I thought about it very well. Let's see. This is that. But we're going to focus on open heavens. Hallelujah. Open heavens. There's going to be an open heaven. Yes. Now it's open heavens. And that's where we're going to. Don't worry. That's where we're going to. What happens when we have an open heaven? Hallelujah. I'm getting there. I'm getting there in all these people. That you're having steps for conversion. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The open heaven thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Say, be full of thanksgiving. Be full of thanksgiving. Say, I'm full of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, we're full of thanksgiving. Full of thanksgiving. I'm full of thanksgiving. I'm full of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. You know, we can decide that we're not going to have murmurings in our lives. We can decide we're not going to inherit people's atmosphere again. We're going to carry our atmosphere. We're not going to. I decide in the name of Jesus. I'm not carrying anybody's atmosphere. I mean, carrying anybody's negative atmosphere. I'm not inheriting people's negative atmosphere. No, I carry the atmosphere of the supernatural. I go everywhere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm full of thanksgiving. I'm shut out to moments. Glory to God. It can be people very genuine in the office. Somebody beats up genuine and you're agitated. With the masses agitation in the office. No people do that. And can I be Hallelujah. We stay away. You know, most times, see, let me tell you, we are human. Many times, we can fall into those traps. We catch ourselves in those things. No, the moment you realize, don't shut up. Because that realization is by God's spirit. Sometimes you get into it and God's spirit. Now, many times, it's because people are not trained to listen to that instruction, to the Spirit of God within them. Sometimes you just get that instruction. And that's not just what that would be. You know what Pastor said? You know what Pastor said? And you're talking, maybe you're just into it and you just get that instruction. Stay out of it. Not that we just, I mean, if you're letting us, you're not building it. You get it. You show me the way. No, don't show me the way. That's what it is. When we get it, that means you could do something about it at that, even if you start it. Amen. You could do something and get something, so you just step out. Smart, that's why you don't join us again. No. Just take a walk out. Take a walk out. And then be full of thanks. Hallelujah. What about the effect of what I've said? Don't worry. That was what you said about. Amen. We'll leave that place in you. Hallelujah. Amen. You must know how to listen to God's Spirit. You must know how to listen to God's Spirit. You must know. You must know how to listen to God's Spirit. You must learn it. To listen to and be alone. Learn something? Hallelujah. That's what I feel. In all things.